Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Today is the third day of Sukkot, the Yishpizin of Yaakov Avinu. So some words, L'chvot Yaakov Avinu, Chir Alavis, based on the Torah of the Satmar Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, of Moshe Teitelbaum, previous Rebbe, the nephew of Yom, Yaakov Nasa Sukosa, Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, for even Lobayis, and he built for himself a house, Ulimikneyu, and for his cattle, Asa Sukkos. He made huts, he made Sukkos. Al Kain Karashem Amakom, Sukkot, and therefore he called the name of the place Sukkos. Bereshis Lamet Gimel Yud Zayin, in the Zohar HaKadosh, in Parshas Emor, on page Kuf Amud Beis, Nidrash v'Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, Al Mitzvah Sukkah. There, the Zohar Kodesh darshins that Yaakov traveled to Sukkos, that it refers to the Mitzvah of Sukkah. So, if Yaakov traveling to Sukkos refers to the Mitzvah of Sukkah, then what's the Hemshech HaPasuk? Vayivin lo bayis, he built for himself a house. Well, in the Kineo and for his cattle, Asa Sukkos. What does that mean? What's the meaning of this? It says in the pasuk, Chaga Sukkos Tasa L'cha Shivas Yam. The holiday of Sukkos you should make for yourself for 7 days. The Bnei Yisoschar, Tishrei Maimur Tes, Ois Aleph, is Medaktik. Why is the Chag called Lashon Rabim, Chaga Sukkos, and not Lashon Yochid, Chaga Sukkah? Bishlema Chaga Matzos, it's called Lashon Rabim. Because even though you're Yotze, because I is Matzah, Im Kol Zeh Yom Tovu, Mechuyavim Belechem Mishneh. So it's called B'Lashon Rabim, even though you're Yotze with the Kizayis Matzah, but since it's a Yom Tov, you have to eat two breads, two matzahs. Shavuos is because we count 7 weeks, plural, until the holiday comes. But why Chag HaSukkah? So it would appear, based on what it says in Chazal, Yalkut Parshas Emor, Remes Tafresh Nun Gimel, Zohar HaKadosh Emor, Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, that in the S'chus of the Mitzvah of Sukkah, Niftorin B'nei Yisrael, Migolus V'Shiabud, V'Zoichin L'Cheirus V'Geula. In the S'chus of the Mitzvah of Sukkah, we, the Jewish people, are Pater from Golus, are exiled from the punishment of Golus, and Shiabud, and Rezoichin L'Cheirus, and Geula, or Zochet to redemption. So we can explain this based on what it says in the Yismach Moshe and Parsha Shmos, explaining Rashi. Kevin Shemes Yaakov Avinu, Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shal Yisrael Mitzoras HaShiabot. After Yaakov Avinu died, the hearts and eyes of the Jewish people were sealed off because of the Tzor of the Shibut. Every galus starts in the spiritual world and then comes down to the physical world. And therefore, as long as Yaakov was alive, the wells of wisdom were open and the Sitra Achra couldn't be mispashet, couldn't spread and cause a spiritual galus. And when Yaakov Avinu died, the eyes and hearts of the Jews were sealed off, meaning their das, their understanding, was sealed off. And then the Shibbut started in Ruchnius. And from this emanated also a Shibbut in Gashmius, Pachoyim Rebbe Levenim. Ad kan midivrei Yismach Moshe b'Parsha Shmos. And we see in the Sefer Zera Kodesh, in his Maimer on the first night of Sukkot, that through the mitzvah of Sukkah, Nimshach la'odim das, person gets das to know how to serve Hashem. Das Elokei Avicha V'Avdeo, it says in the Book of Chronicles 1, chapter 28, verse 9. And therefore it says in mitzvah Sukkah, L'man yedu d'reisechem, in order that you should have das. Sukkah gives you the mitzvah, the meat of das. So that's what we see in the Bnei Yisachar and Tishrei, Maimer Yudai Svav, that through the mitzvah of Sukkah we have a Shefa, Bracha, Vatzlacha, Parnasa, Toiva, Bechol Bnei Yisrael, such blessings for the Jewish people. So according to this, we understand why through mitzvah Sukkah we're parted from Galus, because Galus starts with a Shibud Ruchni, with a spiritual enslavement. And then that develops into a physical one. And the mitzvah of Sukkah is Mashpia Shef Ruchni B'chachmo V'das, and also a Shef Gashmi of Atzlacha. In the middle, we're Vatal the Galus. Galus starts in the world of the spiritual. Sukkah gives us Das. And once we're Mevatel the Galus Ruchni, we're also Mevatel the Galus Gashmi, and that's what the Yismach Moshe meant. So for this reason, the Chag is called Chag HaSukkos, B'Loshen Rabin, to teach us that the mitzvah of Sukkah has two aspects. Hein B'Shefa HaGashmi, V'Hein B'Shefa HaRuchni, both in the spiritual side and the physical side. And that's the pasuk, V'Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa, like the drash of the Zohar that it's talking about the mitzvah of Sukkah. The Jewish people are called Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa, and we sit in the Sukkah B'Tzila D'Mehem Nusa, the Kutcha B'Richu. We sit in the Sukkah in the shade of Hashem's Emuna. The Sukkah is Mesubah for Emuna, and Hashem, you're in Hashem's shade of glory. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Yaakov Chevel Nachalasa. We are part of Yaakov's portion, all the Jewish people. And we sit in the Sukkah. For Yaakov, the Jewish people, Nasa Sukkosa, traveled to Sukkos to sit in the shade of Hashem's Emunah. And on that, the Pasuk continues with the school of the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's Mashpia, Shefer, Rav, Ruchnis, and Gashmis. And it says, Vayivin Lo Bayis is a remnant to Shefer, Ruchni, B'Torah, V'Avoida. Like we see in Sotah Mem Dalet, Benisa Beisecha Zutara Meis and Toivin. So Bais is a remnant to Ruchnius. When the Mekneo was the Sukkos, is Shefa Gashmi. Even the Chelek HaBemi, the Mikne, is also going to be blessed. Al Kain Kar Hashem HaMakom Sukkos, and therefore he called it Sukkos Lashon Rabim. Because through the mitzvah of Sukkah, we have Shefa Rav B'Kiflayim. Bein B'Guf, L'Mekneo, Bein B'Nefesh, to the soul, Bias, which is mitzvah and nice and tithing. Gevaldik. Weiter, it says, as we read, B'Yakov Nasa Sukkos, if even though Bias, M'Kinel, it's a Sukkos, Akin Karshim, and Mokom Sukkos. Zora Kodesh, Darshan's this in the mitzvah of Sukkah. And when again, we want to understand what the Hemshech of the Pasuk is, for even though Bias, M'Kinel, it's a Sukkos, and also to be Medakdek, why he called it Al Shem HaSukkos She'asa L'Mikneyu, and not Al Shem HaBayis She'asa La'atzmo. He made a bayis for himself. Call it bayis. Why are you calling it Sukkos? Sinire says the Heilige Vayrach Moshe, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Levroche, Al Pi Maimara Gemure, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that the Umas Olam are going to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so give us mitzvahs, we'll do them. Amnam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvah kala yesh li v'sukkah shema. L'chuv asu osa, I have a mitzvah, even easy mitzvah, it's called sukkah, do the make a sukkah. So everybody goes, they make a sukkah b'roish gagoy, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down the sun, and tkufas tamuz in the summer, and they kick their sukkah and they leave. As the Gemara, I ain't a Kaddish Baruch Hu Torah Bar between you and B'Yosef. Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't have tainas on people. It's a high situg. It's a hot day. And it's just the Gemara, the Yisrael Nam Yizim Dimashkuch Alehu Tkufus Tamas Ad Chagav Avol Etzara. Choose also. There's no Torah in B'Yosef. Sometimes Tkufus Tamas extends. It can be very hot Sukkot time. Yesterday was a boiling hot day. I speak right now on Sukkot. Gets hot on Sukkot. So Rava said, wait a second, Mitzdar Patur Manasuka. And the Jews don't kick back, even though it's hot. Rava says, Mitzdar Patur Manasuka. So what do you want from the Goyim? And just the Gemara, you're right there, Potter, what are they kicking at it for? So you see the mile of Bnei Yisrael. But even though they're together mitzta'er and they're Potter min Asukah, they leave the Sukkah b'ruach nemucha. They leave the Sukkah with a low spirit. And not like the Umas HaOlam that kick at it. So we're Potter. We're not happy about it. And they just say, ach, we don't want this. However, we see by Tzadikim and Anshei Maise that even when the Shemesh was melahetes, it was a boiling hot day, where it was raining, they didn't leave the Sukkah. And they said they have such Simchas Mitzvah, they're not together mitzvah. Like it says in the Sefer Yismach Moshe and Parshas Kisisa, and that it says, Chosid v'yorei Shemayim, it's allowed to be Moisir Atzma al Kiddush Hashem, even on a mitzvah kala, not only for the big three, the cardinal three. It says in Yeredeh Kufn and Zayin, even on other mitzvahs, one's allowed to die if he's a chassid in the Yorei Shemayim. It says in the Pasuk, V'chai b'hem. So they, masses, learn V'lo she'yomus b'hem. But Eitzel HaTzadikim, Perush V'chai b'hem, She'kol chiyusu yeh b'hem. And without Torah and mitzvahs, no chiyus, never the Moser Nefesh, or any Aveira, otherwise they have no chiyus. So for them, the V'chai b'hem is tadafka to die. So their only chiyus is Torah and mitzvahs. No reason for them to live if they can't keep it. So Sotum erot veikus b'mitzvah sukkah, the rain, the sun, doesn't bother these tzaddikim. And with this we can explain pshat nigloshen ha-gemore. Mitzvah kala yeshli v'sukkah shema. Why is sukkah called a mitzvah kala? We find in the Pai Shachris here in Beis the sukkahs, v'al tehi mitzvah sukkah b'enecha kala, it shouldn't be light in your eyes. Ki keneged called mitzvahs das chukvaseh ha-shkula, because it's equal to all the mitzvahs. So why does the Gemara call Sukkah Mitzvah Kala? So based on what we explain, what this means is that by Chassidim and Anshei Maisa, Meroiv Tshukosam V'Dveikusam B'Mitzvah Sukkah, Kali Yetzlam Leishev B'Sukkah, even in the rain and the sun. And therefore, when Hashem tells him the son to Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah, he tells him, Eitzel Tzadik B'nei Yisrael, it's a Mitzvah Kala. For them, it's easy. And nothing stops them. And you guys, you have some tsar and you kick it. I'm not interested anymore. And that's what the pasuk means. The Yaakov Nasa Sukhoisa that the Zohar HaKadosh says is talking about the mitzvah of Sukkah. And on this, the pasuk tells us that there are two dargas bekiyum mitzvah Sukkah. One is Vayivin Loi Bayis. This is a remez that a tzaddik who's bechinas Yaakov Shleima. The Sukkah is like a house. Ki merod vekusa b'mitzvah Sukkah. He doesn't feel any tsar. And he sits there no matter what. It's his house. He feels great in it like in a house. That's a remez to a tzaddik like Yaakov Shleima, like Yaakov the Bechira Avos. Yaakov Nasa Sukkos and Mitzvah Sukkos. Even though Bayis, for him it was a house. Well, the Mekineo Asa Sukkos, that's the Pshutayam. They feel that they're sitting in the Sukkah. And therefore, when it rains or it's too hot, they together mitzta'er and they're potter min Sukkah. And the Pasuk concludes, Akein Kor Hashem Amokom Sukkos. He called it sukkahs because of the cattle. Not al shema bayis shel atzma, not for his own, after the fact that it's his own house. In order to teach that even the kiyum ha-mitzvah of the pshutayam is accepted by Hashem, because seif seif nafsham shikeika lasis chitzoin koinam, and they're not like the umas ha-olam, mevayte b'ute, they're not kicking back. So, therefore Hashem loves their mitzvahs as well. Continue, third shtickle, also based on our pasuk, V'yakov nasa sukosiv, even l'ibayis, v'mkineo asa sukos, v'akein kare Hashem amokam uv sukos, v'zor ha-kodesh, nidrash al mitzvah suko, as we saw. Later on it says, V'yavu Yaakov sholem ir shchem, in Chazal Darshan, Omar Rav, Shalem Begufoi, Shalem Bememoinoi, Shalem Betoirosoi. That he was complete in his body, in his money, and in his Torah. And we have to understand these three inyanim. Gufo, Memono, Torasa. So we can explain this based on what it says in the Sefer HaKedo, in Shara Samach Zayin, Perek Zayin, that Mitzvah Sukkah teaches a person, Midas HaEstapkus, that you should be samech b'chelko, you should be happy with what you have, and one should not have a taiva to be mar b'kinyane yoylam hazeh. And therefore the Torah says, go out to your client, the sukkah. The whole thing is shiva tvachim al shiva tvachim. Seven tefach, the tefach is 3 to 4 inches. It could be shiva tvachim al shiva tvachim, and it could be 10 tvachim high. Your mom is bent over. I had a friend who was in the, I think it was the Yom Kippur War, which extended to Sukkot. It wasn't just Yom Kippur, it wasn't a one-day war. It was a few weeks. I was actually here during that time, but I didn't go to the army, not for hashkafic reasons, but because at the time they weren't drafting babies. In any event, so he told me that he made a sukkah like it was mamish like this. We're talking shival shiva tfachim, ten tfachim high, you know, that they could get together during the war to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah b'mesiras nefesh. In any event, so we sit in this little flimsy sukkah, and it could be two walls, and the third one even a tefach. So you have a life of tzimtzum. What do we have in our sukkah? So today, I know somebody who has two air conditioners in his sukkah, because it gets hot. He lives down in Florida. Two air conditioners, but most people don't have air conditioners in their sukkah. And what do you have in your sukkah? You put a few mattresses on the floor, maybe a couple of chairs, a table. It's a pashta life. You don't have so many luxuries in your sukkah. People have, he's a bentorah, he's a shtender, a few svarim, and that's what you have, and a couple of chairs, and a pashut life, and that's his oilus for chaya sipuk v'atzimtzum. In other words, be mitzamtzim yourself for what you need, and you see, you're fine. I don't see people walking around in sukkahs with long faces. People seem to be very happy, even though they're living in their simple huts. Targil atzmucha b'kach, says the Akeda, lo yechzer lecha klum. So if you margil yourself, you accustom yourself to having a little bit, then you'll never be lacking in life, because you don't need much, so there's nothing to be lacking. You only lack to the extent that you need. And if the moment a person gets into the world of luxury, so the world we live in today, there's no end to luxuries. Right now as we speak, I don't know if we speak, but probably, in Silicon Valley, right now in Silicon Valley, it's about 12:30 at night, but in Silicon Valley, they're thinking of new ways to give us luxuries. New ways to make our lives more interesting and more pleasant and more enjoyable and more pleasurable. Because that's the world we live in. They're always trying to give us more and more pleasures, and they throw advertisements at you. Everywhere you go, you see an advertisement, and every advertisement is sending the same message. What's the message? The message is, get more pleasure. Get more... No! Your life is... You don't have a good life. You're not really happy. You'll only be happy if you buy this product. Then you'll be happy. And then, of course, you go and you buy the product. And then you see 7,000 more advertisements. And each one is telling you the same thing. No, you're not really happy. You know when you'll be happy? If you buy this product, if you buy these shoes, you have to buy yourself an apartment. Everywhere I go, I see advertisements for apartments. And hey, it's only 1,800,000 shekels. It's a very inexpensive apartment. And you can live on a mountaintop surrounded by 800 million Arabs. And maybe a chayal will come once a week to see if you're still alive. And that's for 1.8 million shekel. And the serious nesh of that person who lives there to spend all that money to put himself in danger and live all by himself on the top of a mountaintop. So telling you, buy this apartment, then you'll be happy. What if you live, let's say you live in a rental. If you live in a rental, do you not enjoy your apartment? You're not allowed to use part of the apartment because it's rent? No, it doesn't. There's no piece of paper that says your name on it, that you own it. It says somebody else. But who's enjoying the apartment? You or your landlord? You're enjoying your apartment. So you give your landlord a few dollars. So sein gesund. Okay, so we've went a little bit far afield over here, but that's sukkahs. Sukkahs teaches you, midas hastapkus b'muat, to sit in your shack, sit in your hut, and leave your palaces. So midah tova zuma sinu etzel Yaakov Avinu, that was Yaakov Avinu's midah, that he was mistapik b'muat, like the Maharsha says in his Chedush HaGadol Ksuvos Daf Nun, that Esav had a midah of rishayim, yesh li rav, I have a lot. When a person has a lot, he wants more. More, 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 more. Gobble, 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 gobble. Like Maury Schwartz used to say in the famous book, Tuesdays with Maury, and he was dying of Lou Gehrig's disease. And he used to say, that's this world. People just want to gobble, 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 gobble. They want more stuff. That was Esav. Yesh li rav. I have more than I need, and I want more. But Yaakov said, Yeshli kol. Yaakov has everything he wants. And what does Yaakov ask for? Does Yaakov ask for a Chevrolet, a Volkswagen? No, he doesn't drive a German car. But does Yaakov want a fancy car, a Cadillac? What does Yaakov Avinu want? Yaakov Avinu asks for two things. Lechem lechol, a beged lilbosh, a simple garment to wear, a little bit of a broitzuessen, it's Portuguese, it means some bread to eat, a little bit of bread to eat, and that's Yaakov Avinu, yeshli kol, I have everything I need. I have everything I need, that was Yaakov Avinu. And based on this, we can explain the pasuk, for Yaakov ishtam yoshev ohalim. Since Yaakov was a simple man, he was a tent dweller. Since he had the mita v'stapkus, he's called ishtam. What does it mean, ishtam? A complete man. What is tam? Tam means shalem. He's not lacking anything. And also he was yoshev ohalim. He can sit in the tents and he can engage in the study of God's word. V'harchavas hadas. And now he feels good because what's he lacking? A person sits in the beis medrash and he's thinking, I owe this gemach and I owe that gemach and I owe this guy and I owe that guy. If you're listening to this, chances are that it's not the type of life you live. There are a lot of people, they live like that. They're sitting and they're trying to learn. And they think of all the different people they owe money to. And you don't have a mid of a star. You don't have a chavis adas. And oh, I have to pay the electricity bill, and I have to pay the arnonas, the tax in Israel that you have to pay every year for the schus of living in Eretz Yisrael. To pay a few $1,000s for your apartment, depending on where you live. It could be more expensive, less expensive. It's more expensive in New Jersey, though. A lot more. But New Jersey is beautiful. How can you argue with a place that some people call Jew Jersey? In any event, Israel also has some Jews. So my point is that Yaakov Avinu was able to learn by Archavas Hadas because he was an Ishtam. A male could be a Yoshev Olam. He can sit in the tents. Mashain ken mishain lo midas says stopkus roides achar mosaris. A guy who was running after mosaris. Forget about the guy who was in debt. This is the guy who's always trying to get more pleasures. It never ends. There's always more. His wife can always buy more dresses. And every time you buy a dress, men don't know the secret. But you can't just buy a dress. You have to buy shoes that match the dress. So us guys, we just have our black pair of shoes, and somehow they match everything we wear. But the ladies have more of a sense of fashion than we do. And they know that their shoes have to match their dress. But then the dress goes out of season. And Chazal knew that. That's why Chazal say that every yontif you have to buy your wife a new outfit. Why? Because what was in season in Sukkot is already, there's a new style now, Pesach. You have to get Pesach. And then Shavuos. What happened in a month? In 7 weeks, the styles changed? The answer is yes! Yes, because people are sitting in Paris and thinking, boy, I really have to want to get rich and make a lot of money. I think I'm going to make a new type of dress and a new style, and this is going to be the moneymaker. And then they make a new one, and that's why a woman is 40 years old. And she got married at 20. So that means that she's been married for 20 years, mazel tov to her and her family. And you multiply 20 by 3 every Yom Tov, so that's 60. So that's already in 20 years. She has 60 new outfits. And besides what she buys, not only yontif. Yeah. So that's it's a lot of masaras. So it's hard to live like that because it's always more and more and more and more and more. V'yesh lo mana rotza masayim. When you have 100, you want 200. V'kumo koin ain't dat dot slula lasak b'torah karoyla. And so to a person's das isn't slula to learn Torah as he should. When we vala shnosav larik vila bahala litz borhon laharbas kavod kor besa. And he's mevala shnosav larik vila bahala to gain wealth. By the way, I wasn't making fun of the ladies. They're allowed to dress in style and they're allowed to wear what they like to wear. But I'm talking about people who are always, it's never enough. They want more and 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 more. Yaakov went to Sukkos, and that's the midah tova of Sukkos, the midah v'stapkus. And then he explains, but even though bias, as it says in the Sefer Sidur Shel Shabbos, the ishes kedoshev lo yiyah. Lo Ve'azav la'acherim chela. So it says in the Siddur Shel Shabbos, man, his holiness will be his. So again, we have Yaakov Nasa Sukkosa. Sukkos is the meat of his stopkos, to be mistopic b'mashi yeshlo. Ve'even lo bayis. What does it mean? He built for himself a house. Whenever you're involved in Torah and mitzvahs, lo yiyah, says the pasuk. That's yours forever. But what you have in this world, can you be buried with it? Sometimes I think to myself that I want to be buried with my cell phone. You know, just in case I wake up and I want to get out of that little box so I can call. The question is, will there be reception underground? But you can't take it with you. They don't bury you with all your stuff. And even if they do bury you with all your stuff, you can't really enjoy it down there, to the best of my knowledge. So that's what it means, Kavisha's Kadoshav Lo Yiya, by Midbar 5:10, that your holy stuff is yours, meaning that's what you're able to take with you. You're able to take with you in this world all your Torah and mitzvahs. But if you make delicious donuts with jelly inside and a lot of sugar and so delicious and sweet, so you can enjoy it in this world, but you can't enjoy it in the next world. And that's what it says in the pasuk, Vayiven Lo Bayis. Even lo bayis, he built for himself a house. Asa bayis binyan kavua. V'shtadel ha'isif oimitz b'torah v'avoda, like we saw in the previous shtickle. Then the Gemara in Maseches Sota, they darshan bayis for Torah and mitzvahs. But even lo, that was what belonged to him. That's a binyan kavua. Letzarchei shamayim shezeh nikra shaloi. V'even lo bayis. Then for that, for the tzarchei shamayim, he made a set dwelling of a bayis. And he added in his Torah and his avoda, ule mikineu, mikineu is gashmius, as is sukos. That's a roi, that's only temporary. You can't take it with you. Like my story, remember that story, Chanaliba, about the guy with the socks? And he tells his children, a rich man, he says, don't bury me with my socks. No, he says, I want you, no. And tell the story wrong, I have to rewind. Doo-doo-doo. There used to be a button, you press rewind on the tape recorder. If you're listening to this, I don't even know if you've ever seen a tape recorder, but ask your great-grandparents. In any event, so there was a guy who was a rich man, and he said, I want you to open this note after I die. I'll open this envelope after I die, and then this other envelope 30 days later. So they said, okay, so they open up the envelope after he died, and says, I want you to bury me with my socks. Maybe they were gray socks with a lot of different designs on them. So he says, I want you to bury my socks. It's okay, it's a weird request, but we got to do what we got to do. So they go to the Chevra Kedisha and say, Ratati wants us to bury him with the socks. And the Chevra Kedisha says, no way, Jose. So we want our father, says, to bury him with the socks. We want to be mechabed our father. The Chevra Kedisha says, no way, Jose. You're not burying your father with the socks. It's against the rules. We don't bury with socks. But maybe our father's feet will be cold. Believe me, your father's feet will be cold, but he won't feel it. Anyway, so they bear, what can they do? You can't argue with the Chevra Kedisha. Those guys are strict guys. They don't play around. It's a serious job, Chevra Kedisha. So they bury him without the socks, unzoken, as they say in Spanish, for those of you who speak Spanish. So they bury him without his, and then a week later, they open up, 3 days later, they open up, or 7 days later, whatever it was, they open up the second envelope, and inside the envelope, it says, you see, my dear children, that there was such a rich man like me, and even my socks I can't take with me. Even my socks. And that's it. That's the story. So that's Yaakov Avinu. Ve'even loy bayis, that he took his Torah and his avoda, and that for him was a bayis. That was a binyan kavua. But lamekneu, for his gashmis sukkos, that's only temporary. That's a binyan arai. That's to be mistapik b'muad. And on that the pasuk continues, Vayavo Yaakov shalem. And Chazal darshan shalem begufo. Shalem b'mimono, shalem b'torasa, that Yaakov is complete in his body, monetarily, in his Torah. Give us all a bracha. We should all be shalem b'gufa, b'mimono, b'shal torasa. What's a shlecht? It's all good. Since he had the midah of istapkus, and he wasn't mis'ave, what wasn't his, what he saw by others, therefore he was shalem b'gufo. He didn't have midas rois. He didn't have kina. He didn't have sinah. He was a happy guy. He didn't have eva, hatred, enmity. He didn't have tacharus. Tacharus means he wasn't competing. Life is not a competition. Remember the story about the rat race? They say the world is a rat race. But even if you win, you're still a rat. So who wants to be in the rat race? And Yaakov didn't have, he was shalem begufo, he didn't have bad midas in his body. Kina, sin, taiva, covered, all the bad things. And also bepashtus, begufo, means he didn't have diseases, because we know that when a person has bad midos, it makes him sick, it raises his blood pressure, and it raises his stress level, and when your stress level is raised, so then your immune system is weaker and gets sick. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. But that's what happened. Shalom begufo, Yaakov was physically well because he was emotionally well and spiritually well. And he was shalom b'mamono, he didn't lack anything. Yaakov, you know, what do you lack? Am I naked? No, you're not naked, you look like you're wearing clothing. I'm happy, I have clothing, I have a little bit of bread to eat, I'm wearing clothing, I'm happy. He was shalom b'mamono. And of course, he was shalom b'toraso, and then he could be yoshev ohalim, v'lasok b'torah mitorcha chovetz hadas. So what an incredible schus we had on the ushpizin of Yaakov Avinu, to talk about Yaakov Avinu, and also relate him to Sukkos. So this is Gevaldik, and of course there's so much more to say, sweet friends. What can I tell you? The Satmaru of the Berach Moshe, or Moshe Teitelbaum, has a Sefer on Sukkos. It's 299 pages. So there's a lot to learn. His Torah is Geshmak. So I recommend it for one and for all. For two types of people. People who are Satmar Chassidim and people who are not Satmar Chassidim. So I think those are the two types of people who should learn this Sefer. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. And may we be Zoche to walk in the path of our holy Zayde, Yaakov Avinu. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.